All right, thank you, Campbell. Also, was there somebody else on the stack? I can't remember. Okay, I guess there wasn't then.
Right. Let me ask one other thing, since we discussed a lot about the that restricted fund. Is that open?
Why don't we discuss that? Why don't we that'll come up in the close.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so why don't we move off this topic? I'd just like to point out the cash flow that we got the last time predicted a September 30/09 balance of $785,000. The current cash flow projects a cash amount at end of September of $533,000. So that's $240,000 less. And that's really not very much money. So, you know, the alarm that creeps into my voice, I am alarmed at our very low amounts of cash. And I do understand that as we revise our practices, we should hope to make more money. But, you know, the question becomes, how fast does that benefit show?
This is Grace. Can I address that?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It is true. We're in a really, really, really bad financial time. There are four ways we can go about dealing with this. Three basic ways. One is to cut expenses. Two is to improve revenue. And three is to borrow money and not worry about the problem right now, but have people in the future worry about it when it'll be doubly hard to pay back. Because not only will we have to do extra days of fundraising, most likely, to pay current expenses if we don't start improving revenue, but we'll also have to have extra days of fundraising for past debt we've incurred. So those are our three choices. When it comes to choice number one, which is reducing expenses, all of the stations reduced expenses significantly in the fall, except for KPFA, and KPFA is planning on doing those expense reductions. At this point, four of our stations have reduced their payrolls to the point where they really cannot sustain further payroll reductions without seriously undermining the ability to even maintain the current income level. Taking out a loan is very problematical because it will most likely not give us enough money to do anything significant with. So, loan or no loan, we are forced into a position where we cannot take further expense reductions. We must look at improvement of income. Now, specifically, many people have suggested off-air fundraising. Because of the current economic climate, the weakest area to improve is off-air fundraising. Many, many nonprofits have been having severe difficulty with off-air fundraising, with their normal fundraising. Foundation grants are being reduced across the board because of stock market shortfalls and the loss of principal on the part of nonprofits and other grantors. Very bad time to try to engage in off-air fundraising. All of our stations have attempted to increase off-air fundraising. Most of it has been unsuccessful in this fiscal year. In fact, way below projections. The only thing that's held steady or even improved, especially at WBAI, has been on-air fundraising. So I don't think we can project a significant increase in revenue from off-air fundraising at this time. It's just not showing up as being possible. The next thing is, I'm sorry I'm going on and on, but I think it's important. We may have to somehow borrow from ourselves or whatever to get through this little hump we're in. I think there's a very improved revenue possible at WBAI and also at WPFW. I think that KPFK can hold its own. I think a KPFT can hold its own and possibly even improve at those two stations. And I think KPFA will be able somewhere along the line in the next 6 to 8 months balance its budget. So I think we can have fair confidence that there will be income improvement happening in the next 6 to 8 months. Is how do we get past this immediate cash crunch, and how much money do we need to do it? So that's the question. If we want to borrow money, the first step would be creating a really logical strategic plan, and that strategic plan has to be mainly based on income improvement, because we cannot, if we cut any more of our expenses, we'll be cutting into the muscle and the bone. There's no more fat to be cut. We can maybe rearrange the way our expenses or our staff is allocated, but in terms of reducing our payroll lines, it's not going to happen without severely hampering our station's abilities to function. So we have only one direction to go in that makes any sense, and that is income improvement. So we need to create a strategic plan that will lead to income improvement. A loan will only give us a little bit of breathing space and won't solve our problem, even in the moderately short term.
Okay, Grace, let's see. I'd like to jump in here. I'd like to ask you.
Let's move on.
Well, this is a very important issue, what we're going to do about this money. Would it be possible for you, Grace, to put some of that down on paper or in words, especially the part about, you frame the issue quite well, as far as I'm concerned, the various things that we can do and the challenge that we face, as far as having to come up with money right away. If you could put some of that down on paper, that would be helpful.
Yes. I believe we have that. What LaVorne is talking about is probably our most sensible thing to do, which is in the short term, because we believe there will be income improvement. It's to use our most reliable, and especially in the current time, source of income, which is on-air fundraising. It is a stress. It's not good for the long run. Of course, we have to try to reduce fund drive days, but we can't do that immediately. It's not possible to improve the per-day fundraising on-air ability of these stations because their listenership is too low, and the listenership is the one thing that needs to be improved to improve per-day fundraising ability. The only other thing that can help a little bit is improve pitch improvement and premium improvement.
Okay.
So we need to, yes, I will, before the in-person meeting put together, I probably should have put a better plan together. This is strategic plan thinking, but we have enough money, most likely, LaVorne can help with this, within the network, to borrow from ourselves and to supplement that with a modest amount of on-air fundraising till we get past this hump. Does that make sense?
All right. So that's your position. Thank you for making that clear. And if we can get that down on paper, that would be fantastic. Is there anybody else who would have anything else to say on this topic?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I hear Campbell. Is there anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
In January, in Los Angeles, we were presented with what was presumed to be a strategic plan for the next 3 years. And this was something that was worked out with the GMs, as I understand it. And unfortunately, it did not address, well, it was referred to as something else within the text of the plan, a development plan, I believe it was. But then the headline came on a strategic plan, and you can't just create a strategic plan out of something else. The strategic plan has to include consideration of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. None of that was in there. I think that what's taken place, and I've heard this on a number of occasions, is that Pacifica is just not inclined to deal with developing a strategic plan. Maybe it's not had the proper facilitation or the management orientation in order to go forward with this. But I think that that is exactly what has been recognized. But we really need to approach it in a serious way. And
that's true. If I could just jump in here. there's some initiative towards developing a strategic plan among the board. You know, the issue is we've become more focused on our short-term crises. So, you know...
Let me just finish one point,
you know,
Jamie.
It's hard for us to think more than a year in advance.
Yeah. Let me just finish one point, and I'm rather concerned that from time to time we hear about one innovation that's been done at one station and innovation at another station, and somehow I don't get the sense that there's been a substantive communication between stations on the operational level. I mean, you know, in management, the Japanese realized a long time ago that people closest to the job are often in a good position
right.
to tell you how to better do the job.
Right.
So,
well, you know, one of the weaknesses of Pacifica Foundation is there is a parochialism or insularity among the stations. That's sort of a, well, you know, regularly commented on feature of our organization. And you're right, it could be sharing best practices or best people,
exactly.
as LaVarne has said, would be a wonderful thing for us to do. You know, we have done some of that this year with the importation of KPFK's volunteer coordinator to BAI to help run our that was a good example of what we could do. We could
right.
do more of it. You know, I guess what I would say, any plan that's going to rely on these kind of features to deal with our deficit, you know, we kind of have to know when and where you're going to do more of this. You know, we need to be able to have faith that this kind of sharing and improvement is, you know, we can be confident this will happen. You know, it's been demonstrated it can be done at BAI in the spring drive, which is great. But we need to be confident that this can continue to happen, BAI and elsewhere, and can continue to, you
well,
know,
if,
bring,
if
ben,
it could,
bring ben, benefit.
Yeah, if it could just be communicated in you know, a particular way so that, you know, folks can get it. And I think that the LSBs are certainly inclined to work with staff about it. Oftentimes people can't get in a rut of doing the same thing the same way, but I think that maybe the LSBs can be catalysts for improvement, and I would certainly encourage LSBs to sit down with the folks and go through that. I wanted to share some things because, Susan had...
Well, we need to move on. Could you share them very briefly?
Yes. Susan had asked some months ago about the gala and what we had from that, and there were a number of several reports that did not get sent around, and I'll be glad to send them to the NFC in terms of what were lessons learned and how we can use the information and what our effort was to do things better. The same thing from some of the other off-air projects that WPFW has undertaken. I think that we've, you know, while some of them have not had the success that we wanted them to have, they've certainly been a good way to go to school. And I think that the lessons that were learned can be of value to other stations, and so we'd like to, you know, share that documentation. We would also appreciate being on the receiving end of that kind of documentation. I know when people are doing what they're doing, they don't oftentimes want to take time to put it down on paper to share it with anyone, but, you know, I think that that would be a positive thing. I mentioned last thing is this, that this is the time of year that it would be good to get in touch with educational institutions about setting up internships for the fall, and some of these internships can be supported by the educational institutions. A lot of people going back to school now, and so I think that we're in an environment that's rather rich in terms of being able to provide radio technology training, being able to be a laboratory for people to write in so far as journalism and things of that sort.
Okay, that's a good idea. You've made your point. That's a good, and I thank you for that, but I don't want to expound too much because we're short on
okay.
time.
Well,
okay,
I
thanks.
Didn't want to
thanks.
Go into the whole plan things, but, you know, there's some short-range, I think, high-impact opportunities.
Okay, thank you, Campbell.
Yeah, just just quickly to say that, yeah, people have already, managers, general managers are have approached, well, people have, I can't recall who's on board now, but people have approached me about having the person who Grace had selected from KPFK, who's our interim program director, to actually help them with their fund drives. In fact, I offered that help in the last, in the spring fund drive, I offered to, it to one of the stations to at least, if the person, if Bates could not be there at the time, but could listen to the methodology and talk to the people in terms of best practices and fundraising and also about premiums. So, you know, discussion's also there. And there's Grace actually conducts an operations meeting with the GMs and her staff. So we do talk about those things or are shared in terms of, you know, programming and best practices, and particularly in terms of as we go into this fund drive and how a person who with proven success can help perhaps, you know, at PFW since he's there on the East Coast. So, yeah, so those discussions are there and that, you know, and that is what we need to do.
Okay, thank you, LaVon. Okay, let's see, everybody. I'd like to suggest we move off the topic of cash and related. The next agenda item was budget preparation, which I suggest that I do again offline. Next item is and communicate with treasurers offline. And encourage you to keep moving on that. Third item is June income statement, which I, in order to save time, I sent this out to people the other day. I'm just going to read off the high points, and then we can get off this call, and then we can get on to the closed session call. That's what I'd like to suggest that we do. Is there any objection to that plan? Okay, so that's what I'll do, just to quickly review the June income statement. The consolidated income statement shows the foundations run a deficit of $26,000 in the first 9 months of the fiscal. This is $1.05 million short of the budget target. So there's a $1.05 shortfall reference to the budget. KPFAs run a deficit of $334,000 and $339,000 short of budget target. KPFK has run a surplus of $282,000. But they're $162,000 short of the budget. That some of that is an artifact of their having their fund drive in June, not in May, as the budget predicted. KPFD has run a $50,000 surplus, which meets the budget target. BAI has run a $227,000 deficit through the first 9 months, which is $432,000 short of the budget target. PFW is running a $180,000 deficit, which is $300,000 short of the budget target. And National Office has accrued a surplus of $388,000, $234,000 ahead of the budget target. So those are the high points of the income statement. And we could talk about that, but I think our time was better spent on discussing the closed session item. So I'd like to move that we close this open session.
Second.
And we move
can
on.
Can I mention one thing that I'd like to...
Okay.
I hope that there's no objection to it. It's a small thing. We're going to be... Lynn Magno in the National Office said there has never been a mail drop in the summer that's made any profit. However, what we're going to do... August and September are fine, though. What we're going to do is incorporate an appeal in the election ballot mailing. So that should help defray the cost of the election. I hope there's no objection to that.
No, not at all.
Okay, is that, I don't know that the Finance Committee can object, you know, that's not...
No, but just as a little survey item.
Uh-huh.
So that is being planned.
Go, go, go.
That should help a little bit.
Right. Now, if you're gonna write people a letter, you might as well ask them for money.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're going to pay for
absolutely.
The stamp. Okay, so folks, why don't we get off this call, and I hope everybody has the number for the closed session call. It's the same phone number, but a different code.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll look for you there. Thanks.
Great. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.